Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about pure joyfulness. You know, these days people are having a kind of hard time. I know that gas in this area of California that I live is at $4.20 some odd cents a gallon in some places. Luckily, I found it for $3.37, but it's expensive. Someone was telling me that's because of the stupid laws here in California. Well, whatever it is, it's expensive. Food prices go up, and there's a lot of things that we need to contend with too much email coming in, too many robocallers calling our cell phones that we didn't expect. And maybe we don't have enough finances to make life easy. However, even with that, there's so many things that we can do to just enjoy pure joyfulness. For one thing, it is all about living in the moment. Because when we live in the moment, we're not worrying about what happened in the past, and we're not worrying about what happened in the future. So being present to the moment is the first thing we need to do. The second thing that we need to do is to figure out those things that just bring us joy. Now, it doesn't have to be something fancy or expensive or anything like that. Some of the most joyful times I have in my world are just sitting quietly, writing in my journal. My journal has led me to some unbelievably great things to be done in my life. That is how I figured out how to get to Israel. It was also a major part of the trip to Nairobi, although that was really because I was thinking about wanting to bring my work over there to the third world. And then one day I met this 19-year-old kid and really liked him a lot, offered to do some self-hypnosis. He had some issues that needed to be resolved, and bingo, Dad asked me to come in a couple of months to their country, live with them, and do the work with him. But this is the thing. Doing the work with him and being in the moment was wonderful, especially when breakthroughs started to happen. Another thing that is really easy for most people to do is to go to some natural environment, a place that's really beautiful. There's a place called Rancho Palos Verdes, which is like right here near where I live in San Pedro. And I swear, I could drive around that place all day long just looking at the trees, because the trees are amazing to look at, and the plants as you're driving up the hills. And there's amazing mansions as well. And there's beautiful water sights as you're driving along the coast. Simple things that anyone can do. How about a fun conversation with someone who you enjoy being with? Some of my most favorite times for conversations that I've had with people who I feel really close to. And you know, some of those conversations happened over the phone. So pick up the phone. Call someone you haven't talked to in a while, you've been thinking of, and you'll have an amazing time. They'll be shocked to hear from you, number one, and number two, you'll pick up where you left off. Having an amazing meal. I don't do a whole lot of cooking here, but I do enjoy it when I'm in the mood, and creating something wonderful and sharing it with people you really care about, especially people who really enjoy eating. That is pure joyfulness. There's so many things that we can do I mean, even like taking a ride on a summer's night, looking up into the sky. Amazing. What are those things that bring you joy? What are those things that make you feel whole and complete, happy and serene? Hey, just sitting and reading a really great book. Again, another great thing to do when it's peaceful and quiet. Some people like to do that outside under the sunshine or under a tree. Other people like to do it in the bed before they go off to sleep. Few things make me happier than reading a really good book. And that could be a book of fiction or a book written by someone who's done something really cool that I find inspiring. For you, it might be other things. It doesn't really matter so long as you find it joyful. Because when we do these things, that is what helps life be fun and joyful. If you had found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.